I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Mark Adamo's Little Women. Veteran IU Opera goers may remember the collegiate premiere in 2002. Sets and costumes remain Robert O'Hearn's originals, but the stage direction is by Michael Ehrman, and the conductor is our guest, Kevin Noe. Based in Austin, Texas, he's on an extended visit to Bloomington. Little Women premiered in 1990. You were about 21. Music and Mark Adamo's firm belief that he knew more about the central conflict of the story than Louisa May Alcott have come under scrutiny. Have your ideas about the piece, and perhaps even your notion of the general public's apprehension, changed in 20 years?
Well, my exposure to the piece hasn't been over that long. I mean, I came to start working on this piece approximately a year ago, so my perspective is only based on that much knowledge. But I can say that I would point out that I'm not sure Mark Adamo ever would suggest that he understood the fundamental tension of the work differently or better than Louisa May Alcott. I don't think that's what he would say. In fact, I think what he would say is in order to make it an opera, you had to unlock a certain kind of red thread of tension to carry it and to turn it into a two-hour work that held your attention on the stage. That's a very different thing than sitting at home with a novel which unfolds over 20 or 30 hours of reading at your own speed. This has to be a controlled environment, and I think he was very right to find that what he felt was the central theme that allowed a quality operatic treatment. So
Adamo did catalog earlier efforts that had, in fact, failed with the public, and he felt it was in part just because of what you suggest, that they hadn't found this thread.
And I agree with him. I think he was probably right about that. People's relationship with Little Women is not based on a theatrical performance of it that they've seen. It's based on their reading and, in many cases, rereading of the novel. And it's become very personal to people. And so I think it's important and wise, if you're going to treat it in an opera or any other production that's only going to take 2 hours, that you pick your battles. You lose a lot. There are things left out. Certainly, there are little favorite gems that won't be present in any theatrical production you see. On the other hand, there will be gems that are expanded upon and really penetrated in a way that you couldn't do in any other form. So I think he's done a great justice to at least a central portion of the work. Maybe not all of it, but a central portion of it he's done a magnificent job on.
Can we talk just a little bit, or can you talk just a little bit, about the musical languages that he's used in this particular piece?
Sure. It's very interesting. I've never come across a piece that was quite like this. He said that he wanted to, and in fact he did, write the piece in two entirely different musical languages. One of them is a completely unapologetic, lush, tonal. You could think of it as a Bernstein or Barber or Copland or it's really none of those things. It's really Adamo, modern American language, but it's gorgeous and, as I say, unapologetically beautiful. That's the music of the arias, the big times for opportunities for people to sing and reflect on a certain moment in the show. And then approximately 50% of the rest of the opera, believe it or not, is completely atonal based on an entirely different concept of how it would work. Now, before people shut off the radio or immediately ask for their tickets back, I would point out that the reason that he has done this has all been in the name of trying to penetrate beyond the surface of these characters. And he wanted to have two different styles, one of which would be the style that carried the sort of narration of the play, and another style that would really allow you to expand on the individual moments that the people were feeling. And he's done it so seamlessly that somehow you can't tell the difference when we go back and forth between atonal music and completely tonal music. That, I think, is the real genius of his work, is that somehow the two have been seamlessly blended and you don't question it. In fact, you don't even notice it. And the reason you don't is because you're so focused on the characters on stage and the events that are unfolding and developing sympathy with them. So that, I think, is a great testament to the man's theatrical sentiment and understanding. I think he's done a fabulous job.
We've been talking with Kevin Noe. He's the conductor for Mark Adamo's Little Women. Stage direction by Michael Ehrman. Set and costumes are by Robert O'Hearn. It's at the Indiana University Musical Arts Center, Friday and Saturday, October 22 and 23 and 29 and 30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.